This is one of the mysteries of the Catholic Church, this role of Peter. And in such an incredible grace. That's why we honor Peter, interrupt Lent, put on white vestments, and to honor the work of the Lord in Peter, which was crowned by his martyrdom. As the reading pointed out, he was first the leader in the church at Antioch in the east. Then he went to Rome. Sort of a symbol that this church, which was one until 1098, so for the first millennium, there were no divisions in the church. Oh, how many people were arguing and fighting, of course, but there were no divisions. And now look, 5,000 sects in this country, all calling themselves Christian. What's happened? You see, the intensity of the attack on the church and the attack on Peter. We have come to look upon the church in a rather administrative way. But if you listen to this text, he says here, you see, "You are blessed, are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father." That's the foundation of the papacy. Faith, and a revelation of faith. In St. Peter's, all around, there are these sayings of Jesus to Peter. You know, Peter, Satan has desired to sift all of you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, Peter, singular, that your faith fail not. And then, having been strengthened, strengthen your brothers. The grace of Peter. The church would not be in existence. You know, willy-nilly, everybody who's not a Catholic takes their identity by not being Catholic. I mean, it's still Peter who is the point of reference, even the Orthodox. And we're doing well in dialogue with them over the role of Peter. In the wonderful encyclical Ut Unum Sint that John Paul II wrote, he says, "I appeal to the leaders and all the theologians of the other communions, tell me, what do you think my role is? You know, tell me. You see, my primary ministry is the ministry of unity. So tell me what you think." And so, I know many people wrote, but one, I remember Olivier Clément, who's Orthodox over in France, a theologian and well known, sent his letter, an open letter to the Pope. And the first line was, "Dear Holy Father." You see, we've got to get this back together. And that's why the Lord has raised up for us such outstanding people in the papacy. Probably more than anybody else in the world, he's known. Because of the communication, because of the personalities, especially John Paul II. Holy people. And he gifted with a gift of communication. But it's all founded on the work of Jesus Christ. This is not an institution. It is the body of Christ. And his role is one of supernatural activity, supernatural energy, supernatural authority. That's who he is. See, I have prayed for you, Peter, that your faith fail not. And the work, the weight, now that we have not only a Catholic Church, meaning what? Catholic katolon. It means having everything. First, it's spread throughout the whole world. But the profound meaning of Catholic is that everything that belongs to the Church, as Jesus Christ founded it, is in the Catholic Church. And that's why that famous saying in Vatican II, that the Church founded by Jesus Christ subsists in the Catholic Church. Now, does that make us great? No. I don't have to insist on that. But it makes us terribly responsible to live this mystery of Jesus Christ's actual daily now activity in the Church. So that the Church would be a source of light, consolation, peace. All the Beatitudes would radiate. Blessed are the peacemakers. All of this, you see, that's why we honor this day of the chair of Peter in the East. And it's a mystery. We've lost a lot of it because, well, we have so many opportunities to get complicated, and we take them all. You know, we have a whole building downtown, 4 floors, 3 floors, I don't know, it's a huge building. For the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, they need a place. Of course they need a place. But you see, with the, what do you call them, the computers and the phones and the, we're all so busy doing secondary stuff. Preaching the gospel, fasting, praying, caring for the poor, caring for the sick, driving out demons. That's the work of the Church. We need all these big, you know, where would the Pope be without trying to be in touch with the whole world? But the challenge is to keep that secondary. There are people who get so fascinated with the physical functioning of the Church that they forget it is the body of Christ, directed by the Holy Spirit directly through many people, the saints, the martyrs, the prophets. But that's all orchestrated by Peter. The work, the weight, the challenge of that position. And now, given all these means of communication and so forth, everybody knows. I was thinking this morning, right now, if you said, you know, Benedict the 16th, more people in the world would recognize that than anybody else. It's amazing, isn't it? More people. And we had, what was it, 4 billion people watching on their television the funeral of John Paul II? Why am I telling you all this? A lot of it you know already. This is the responsibility. This is the place of teaching, of truth. Do you think it's under attack every second of every day? So much of the hatred of the Catholic Church is just emotions. People don't know what they're doing. But under it is the prince of this world. And so you see, Peter, whoever he was, you know, started life as a fisherman up in the northern part of Israel, Hickville. And Jesus said, you're the one. And when we have good popes, the church is strong. When we have poor popes, the church is weak. That's why every day, at every Mass, we pray for the Pope and the Bishop, who is the Bishop of each diocese, because he also succeeds. See, his authority too does not come from the Pope. It comes from Jesus Christ. But then he must stay in union with the Pope. We're going to hear in the preface, it's such a remarkable line. We're talking about the apostles, and we say, and from their place in heaven, they guide us still. In the second canon, we commemorate the saints, but the only saints we mention are the apostles. Sometimes when I'm praying, our apostles and martyrs, and the and martyrs part comes out because it's in the other canons, but in canon two, the oldest canon, this canon is that we say, I say it here every morning because it's short and everybody has to get to work. That canon was composed in the second century. And almost word for word, we say it now. So let's pray hard today for the church. Not that we get bigger and better buildings and more popularity. No. That the Spirit of God animate us to bring salvation to the world.